Hello, my name is Luke Fortney, and I am a physician with the University of Wisconsin Integrative Medicine Program. Spirituality is an important aspect of total health, and self-reflection is an important component that can lead to greater understanding, self-awareness, and improved health and happiness. In this module, we present two forms of self-reflection practices from different traditional backgrounds, one called mindfulness meditation, and the other called contemplation or centering prayer. Meditation is different to different people. At the heart of it, meditation is simply a way to pay attention on purpose in the present moment. It is a gradual and gentle training of the heart mind to be conscious. It is a willingness to be conscious of experiencing particular aspects of one's life moment by moment, whether they be inner aspects such as thoughts, feelings, body sensations, emotions, or outer aspects such as hearing, seeing, smelling, or other physical sensations. Meditation is a willingness to acknowledge and accept what is happening, just as it is happening right now, and to bring an attitude of equanimity, a gentle matter-of-factness to whatever is unfolding in the present moment. There are two general categories of meditation practices. The first category can be described as a concentration practice, which simply means bringing your attention to one point of focus, such as the sensations of your breath entering and leaving your body, or a sound, or sensations in the body. When anything else comes to mind, you simply notice it, let it go, and then return your attention to the breath. Concentration practice can create stability of attention and evoke states of calmness, ease, and relaxation. Mindfulness is the other classification, which is often referred to as insight meditation or vipassana. In practicing mindfulness, you begin with a concentration practice to cultivate stability and ease, but then broaden your scope to include body sensations, thoughts, or feelings, neither ignoring nor suppressing whatever comes into your field of awareness, letting everything else come and then everything go. This is done without judging or analyzing the content, so the attention is spacious, acknowledging what is happening as if to say, "This too, this too." Paradoxically, this all-inclusive noting of thoughts, feelings, and sensations that come and go can actually lead us to feel less caught up in the events and drama of our lives, and it offers us a deeper perspective on the automatic and often mindless reactions of the mind and body. An ambulatory care innovation grant has made it possible for our program to bring you these brief podcasts on meditation, which also reflect the rich resources for learning different forms of self-reflection in the Madison area. For further study, please refer to the various links and information on local and other resources. Thank you for your attention and interest, and we wish you well on your many journeys.
Hello, my name is Catherine Bonus, and I'm the founding teacher and the manager of the UW Mindfulness Programs through Integrative Medicine. This is a gentle beginning guided mindfulness meditation practice. Mindfulness meditation is a way of paying attention on purpose in the present moment. It is a way of letting go of judgments and simply acknowledging what is happening as it is happening in the present moment, being with it clearly, with a gentle matter-of-factness and a kind acceptance. As I begin the instructions, it's best to follow along as best you can, with as much clarity, letting go of needing anything special to happen, and letting go of the need to try too hard to relax, as this can only create tension. Remember, it's the quality of your attention that's important. It's your willingness to experience things as they are, letting go of judgments of how you think things should be, meeting your experience with clarity and acceptance. And although I will offer the guidance as if you are sitting, you may do this practice in any position, standing, sitting, or lying down. So as we begin, allow yourself just to settle in, noticing simply that you're sitting. feeling the sensations that are going on in your body right now. Noticing if you feel balanced and making whatever adjustments you need to let yourself feel supported, to let yourself feel balanced. So if you're sitting in the position that you feel comfortable sitting in, bring your attention down to your feet, noticing what is happening in your feet as they're making contact with the floor, feeling whatever sensations are there, and remembering to breathe as you are letting yourself experience the sensations going on in your feet. And allowing your awareness now to come up and perhaps settle into feeling your seat on the chair, your hips, your lower back, noticing what that feels like, and just accepting it, being with it right now as it is. And then directing the awareness perhaps to where you feel breathing the most clearly. So you may be noticing breathing in your chest, or perhaps your belly, or perhaps your nose. And allowing yourself to feel the breath just as it is happening. Breathing in fully, feeling it as it is happening, and then exhaling fully. So giving yourself a chance to follow three breaths this way. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. And just feeling what that's like, letting go of anything special having to happen, just simply noticing what is happening. Now, if you'd like, you can bring your hands together and let yourself stretch. Give yourself a full stretch from whatever position you're doing this in, and keeping the awareness in the sensations in the body as you're stretching. And then releasing the stretch and noticing what it's like to release the stretch. And taking one more breath in, and perhaps making this a deep breath. Breathing in deeply, inhaling fully, exhaling fully. And as we end this short practice, letting your attention come to sound outside of you. What sound is touching your awareness right now? Perhaps you hear the sound of people speaking, or maybe you're noticing sounds in your environment if you're outside. And just noticing it, experiencing what is happening as it's happening. So it is important to remember that you can do this at any time, simply by stopping, paying attention, observing, and accepting what it is that you're experiencing. Remembering the words of this anonymous reflection on peace, it doesn't mean to be in a place where there is no noise or trouble or hard work. It means to be in the midst of these things and still experience calmness in your heart. Although you can engage in mindfulness throughout the day as an informal practice, you are encouraged to establish a formal meditation practice. Take time each day to sit down with the intention that you will pay attention on purpose, centering in the body, in breathing, for a specific amount of time. Perhaps at the end of your practice, you can remember the wisdom of the poet Ikai in the words, flowers in spring, full moon in autumn, snow in winter, cool breeze in summer. If useless things do not clutter your mind, then you have the best days of your life.
Centering prayer, a method of entering into contemplation of the God within. Hello, I'm Lynn Smith, a member of Benedictine Women of Madison at Holy Wisdom Monastery. We practice centering prayer twice a day at the monastery as part of our prayer practice. Centering prayer is an ancient form of contemplative prayer dating from the time of the early church. By the Middle Ages, it was practiced exclusively in monasteries. In the 1960s, the practice of centering prayer was revived and made available to all who seek a way of entering into contemplation of the God within. Here is a description of how to practice centering prayer. First, relax and quiet your body and your mind. Find a quiet place where there aren't noisy distractions. Choose a comfortable chair that allows you to sit with your back straight, your feet on the ground. Gently let go of the busyness going on in your active mind. You can come back to that later. This prayer is beyond thought and image. It is a time for diving beneath all those surface worries, anxieties, and concerns. You might want to do some gentle stretching before you begin, or do a body scan to notice and release any areas of tension in your body. Alternatively, you might read a few lines of a psalm or other scripture to bring your attention to God. Now, close your eyes. It may help to pay attention to your breathing for a while. Let your awareness gently sink into your deepest center. Focus on God, who always waits within. Or focus on your own waiting for God, or resting in God's presence. Second, choose a single sacred word and let it be present in your center. Select a word of one or two syllables, a name for God, Jesus, Spirit, Friend, Savior, Mystery, or a feeling that God's presence brings you that expresses the fullness of God, like love, peace, or joy. You will use this word to reaffirm your intention of staying focused on God. It is a way of saying, "Here I am," to God and to yourself. Gently, slowly, say this word inwardly. Or better yet, let the word say itself within you. You don't need to keep saying it over and over. It's a tool to bring you back to this center place. Whenever you wander from it, use it as you need it. 3. When you become aware of thoughts or your mind seems to wander, let go of those thoughts and ideas and use your word to bring you back to your focus. Stay in this prayer for 15 to 20 minutes. As you begin your practice, you might begin with 5 minutes, then gradually work up to 20 minutes. Determine the time before you begin, or distractions will lure you away earlier. You may want to use a timer to mark the time. 4. When the time is over, Remain in silence for a few minutes before opening your eyes to the external world. Or silently, slowly, let a favorite prayer, like the Lord's Prayer, speak itself within you.